In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, in his great love for us, the eternal God has taken on human flesh and joined himself to his own creation. Heaven and earth are now filled with his glory as he uses the things of this world to bring us his blessing. He has made everything beautiful in its time, so that we may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his holy temple. It is fitting then that this statue of Jesus and the children be sanctified by word and prayer for use in the Lord's house. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son is the express image of your glory, so that when we behold him, we contemplate your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify this statue of Jesus and the children, which is offered in honor of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that all who behold it may by your grace be strengthened in the true faith and worship you with a steadfast heart. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless this statue of Jesus and the children and those who behold it.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with the opening hymn.
Joy for us all retrieving, for Jesus and mortals did embrace, all darkness and shame removing. For Christ for our sins and not his own, when he on the cross was hanging, and then he arose and moved the stone, that we unto him belonging might join with angelic hosts to raise our voices in endless singing. God came to us then at Pentecost, his Spirit new life revealing, that we might no more from him be lost, all darkness for us dispelling. His flame will the mark of sin efface and bring to us all his healing. When we on that final journey go, that Christ is for us preparing, we'll gather in song our hearts aglow, all joy of the heavens sharing, and walk in the light of God's own place with angels his name.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone,
we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my pleas for mercy.
In your faithfulness, answer me, in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant.
For no one living is righteous before you.
For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground.
He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore my spirit faints within me.
My heart within me is appalled.
I remember the days of old.
I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands.
I stretch out my hands to you.
My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails.
Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love.
For in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord.
I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do your will.
For you are my God.
For you are my God.
Let your good spirit lead me on level ground.
For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life.
In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies.
And you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain.
slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for Pentecost Sunday is from Genesis chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. So the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir may come forwards for the choir anthem. Congregation is invited to stand and sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. Our sermon will reflect on both the reading from Acts chapter 2 and also the prophecy of Joel, from which Peter relied upon and quoted in his sermon that day from Joel 2. To start, I read the one verse, Acts 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. At a stop sign, need to stop. Can be very, very, very dangerous if you roll through the stop, if you don't bother to stop at all, And also, if you don't stop, and in your car while you're driving, look. Sometimes, like in Ridgeville Corners, you have to look very carefully, because there's a number of streets coming together at one place. And out of one place, if I'm headed this way, those ones coming up, the street is a little back, the angle goes a little back this way, and I have to look around a little bit, and there can sometimes be coming pretty fast through town from the firehouse. And this one is angled even more. Gotta look that way. They can come up pretty fast too, and you gotta time it between those two. But not only that, right? You have just going straight up and uptown, and that's easy to see who's there. And those people are also looking to see how they're going to cross. And then there's a side road coming in from the houses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 roads coming together. Before you proceed, you have to stop and look. You better. And you'll notice there's other people stopping and looking. And you're hoping that those people who don't have to stop are looking too. Repentance is to stop and look. Do I really want to go on that way? Is it safe? What's going on? When Peter finished his sermon, later on in chapter 2 of Acts, the people were cut to the heart. Brothers, what shall we do? Repent and be saved, every one of you. That repent is to stop, to look, to take time, to realize spiritually, it means to stop and say, I'm going the wrong direction. Not only is there a bunch of stuff happening and cars happening or spiritual dangers happening, but I'm going the wrong direction. I have to go this way. Metanoia, repent, means to turn, to go the other way. I was thinking about Peter's quote of the Joel passage on that Pentecost day. And I was thinking about the context, the surrounding verses from that Joel prophecy from Joel chapter 2. And if you would like, you can, it's written in the yellow insert, printed on the yellow insert. I'm going to read a few of the surrounding verses of that prophecy. Because God promises he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. But there are some things happening before that, at the time of Joel, and in our time. Joel chapter 2, same chapter, but some verses earlier, starting at verse 12. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your hearts, not your garments. Not just an outward, but inward. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Oh, that's our church's name. Don't have a trumpet today. Blow the trumpet in Zion. consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. All these are to repent, to turn, to stop, to realize they were full of sin. God's own people, the children of Israel, were guilty of many sins. And the prophet Joel is telling them, look, stop. We need to gather together. We need to consecrate ourselves. All ages, elders, children, even nursing infants. Don't even leave the new bride and groom alone. They have to come too. The bridegroom leave his room, the bride her chamber. They should all gather. They should all gather. They should, as it says in verse 12, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. To see where they are at, to stop in life and see and look and see there is danger in the way they're going. They shouldn't go that way. They need to go a different way to repent. Verse 17, and then especially in verse 18, then the Lord observes this, sees this faith and repentance in the people, and says, the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people, his forgiveness. And Joel then shows the people this repentance leads to God's forgiveness and grace. And that continues on. I don't have all those verses there, but it talks about God's peace and his prosperity on his people, his blessings on them. Then, and I haven't noted it, verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my spirit on all flesh. And then the couple of passages which Peter quotes, ending with, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Christian life is both repentance and faith. Every day. Every day we need this Pentecost in our life, the Holy Spirit to come to us, to open our minds to the danger that we're in our sin, to stop us. Like at a stop sign with many roads coming in, and we better watch out. And even in repentance means switch, you're going the wrong way, look out. This is what Jesus was preaching when many times it's quoted in the Gospels, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, stop and look, the kingdom of God is at hand. Switch your way. Don't go the wrong way. The Holy Spirit does this in our lives too. He gives us faith, but faith is, as in the statue we dedicated, faith is looking to Jesus and trusting in him. Faith, trust. But sometimes, especially when we're not a Christian yet, but even when we're a Christian, the Holy Spirit then works in our lives and says, you're going the wrong way, stop. Look, you're going to get run over if you're not careful. You're headed the wrong direction. That's God's work too, this repentance. And in Pentecost, this is what happened. The people came to realize that they had been guilty of crucifying the Christ, the Lord. And the Holy Spirit moved them to know that. And it was their actions and their unbelief that did that. And the Holy Spirit then led them to believe in Jesus Christ, to be baptized, and to rejoice in their salvation. And Joel foretold of that time, but it was not really, the need wasn't so different in Joel's time. They had to repent at that time as well. It happens again and again and again that God calls us to look, stop, take account of what's going on. You're going to get run over. Switch directions. Trust in Christ. Repentance and faith. Confirmation is about repentance and faith. A public profession of faith. We repent. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We take his body and blood. Lord's Supper that we will take is about repentance and faith. We know we are sinners. We know we need the forgiveness in the Lord's Supper. And we come hearing our Lord's words and taking his body and his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance and faith. Pentecost is this powerful festival, church festival. It's very important for us to remember how God worked in that first generation of Christians and what he was doing and how the church started in that way. But it doesn't stop. It's in our lives, our daily lives. There is not one day that I don't want you to stop at that stop sign on the corner with five streets. You need to stop every single day and look. There's not one day that we Christians don't need to stop and say, I've sinned. I've grown weak. I've forgotten the Lord. I'm not looking at Jesus right. Or maybe I'm even looking away from Jesus. Every day, repent and faith. Look to Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit's work in us every day. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that first Pentecost. And we ask you to send to us also today and every day of our lives that we may continue to repent and see our sins, bring them to you for forgiveness. Trust in you afresh, anew, every day. Help us not to stray. Help us to listen to your word. Help us to trust in you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Part of the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring confession of faith, what we believe. The Nicene Creed of the Church Universal believes in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we confess that creed today. You're invited to stand, and we confess the Nicene Creed. It's inside the back cover of the hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated. You will see we have the congregation may be seated. You will see that we have the confirmation hymn, the verses spelled out, printed out. We sing two of the verses before the rite of confirmation, three of the verses afterwards. And during the second verse, our confirmand, Deloche, can come forwards. We sing. The congregation is invited to read along with at the rite of confirmation. It is in the hymnal, pages starting at page 272 in the front of the hymnal. And there's actually a part that you will need to join Deloche with, and that is, I'll announce it when we get to the spot, but when I ask her the various three parts of the Apostles' Creed, we will confess that together with her as written there, the regular Apostles' Creed, but it's broken into three parts. When we get to that spot, I will indicate that. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith, according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
And at this time, along with her response, the congregation will read along with her response. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And now, Delishay, do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may kneel.
Delishay Helena Saxton, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. I read Delishay's confirmation verse from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Delishay's confirmation verse reads, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth." Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing this, your daughter, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling her both with heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, she may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from the sacrament to love you and their neighbor, and to bear the cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Welcome our newly confirmed member, Delishay. You can go and sit down. We continue with the confirmation hymn, verses 3, 4, and 5. On the last verse, the offering may be brought forward.
Thou my soul shelter, thou my
congregation is invited to stand as we pray the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For gladness in the Holy Spirit, who through his church fills the word with remembrance of everything Christ Jesus has spoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That by the same spirit of peace, our hearts would never be troubled nor afraid, for our newly confirmed, that she may continue to grow in faith and in grace from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sharing of the gospel, the God who chose the apostles first to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus would open the mouths of his pastors and people to proclaim Christ crucified and raised again. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are mocked for believing and confessing the truth of God's word, that he would sustain their faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all parents, that God would continue to pour out his spirit upon them to catechize their children faithfully in his word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our leaders, especially our president, governor, Congress, legislature, and all judges and magistrates, that they would be given a relentless pursuit of just laws for the common good of all, with a heart of mercy for the weak and vulnerable, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer from violence, shootings, and war, that the injured may receive God's healing, that grieving families and friends have God's comfort, that God's grace might reduce violence among us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather for all farming, building, and other activities of this spring season, for safety and success in all our endeavors, for safe travels, for all emergency, law enforcement, medical, and firefighting personnel, that they might be divinely protected as they help others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the suffering, we remember Margaret, Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Bryce, Mary, Carlene, Pastor Tim Heine, Pastor Shively. We remember all those suffering from drought and tornadoes. And we bring also petitions from friends of the food pantry. All these, that the Lord would grant them confidence in his care and provision, grant them healing according to his will, and give them endurance to the day of his coming when all their affliction will end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For preparation to faithfully receive Christ's body and blood at his table, that we may be nourished and strengthened to receive his gifts for our good, and for the flowering in our lives of his holiness and righteousness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word to rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and trusting firmly in your grace for us by his death, obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples, For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Congregation is invited to stand. We sing the "Thank You, Lord." Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Fight the good fight with Christ is your strength, and Christ your right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be your joy and crown eternal. your life, and Christ your love.